We continue our learning of Nishmas David ben Menachem Yishev Micham Yaakov B'Pinchas Elio. We are in Zochin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. The end of the previous Mishnah, we mentioned that if a Kohen brings the Chatas Oaf properly, he did the sprinkling below the Chod HaSikra as he should, he followed all the rules of the Karban Chatas, which is that we know we don't separate the head from the body. And you're supposed to do not only the mitzui, the squeezing, but before that you're supposed to do Zrika. You're supposed to flip the bird back and forth so that blood sprinkles out onto the Mizbeach. He did it all properly. And l'shem chatas, and we know a chatas has to be done l'shma, he did it l'shma. So in such a case, the karban chatas, since there are no emurim, this is the chatas ha'of, since it's a bird, and nothing is placed on the Mizbeach, so and all that's left is eaten by the kohanim, a zar, a non-kohen, who would get benefit from that chatas oaf at this point would not be chayav a karban meila, would not bring that asham meilos, that guilt offering for violating meila b'shogeg, because it's not really hektish anymore. The kohanim get to eat it, and nothing's placed on the mizbech as long as it was done properly. Our mishnah is going to have a machlokas tanoim. What about an olas oaf, and you did it completely like a chatas? So would we say now olas has a halach is me'ila. Ola, the whole thing is burnt on the Mizbeach. So certainly it would be me'ila if Zar would get Hana from that, Cohen as well. Shouldn't be eating or getting benefit from that at all, because it's supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So the person, if he did it b'shogeg, would be chayev an asha mi'ilos. Question is, what if you have an Ola Sa'of that was done like a Chatas? So that's, we'll see, Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Ola Sa'of, says the Mishnah, Shas Ola Mata. So the first thing you did was wrong. You had an Ola Sa'of and you sprinkled the blood below the Chur Tasikra. And you did it kemaisa chatas. And not only that, you did it like a chatas. What way? Well, the ola, we know we're supposed to remove the head from the bird and you throw the head on the mizbeach. The chatas, you don't do that. So that's what he did. He didn't separate the head. He did it like a chatas. So he did the malika, didn't separate the head from the body. And not only that, he did a hazah. Remember, the karban, the ola sa'of, does not have any hazah, any sprinkling. You don't wave the bird back and forth to sprinkle the blood. All you do is press the blood against the mizbeach. The chatas is both of those things. So he did it like the chatas. He did hazah, and he did the mitzui of the leftover of the blood, and he did that all below the chod hasirko completely. And then l'shem chatas. Not only that, he had a machshava, this should be l'shem chatas. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Moalin Ba, since this, in the end of the day, was designated as a carbon, as a carbon ola, and which kohanim are not allowed to eat from. So even though he did it like a chatas, so you still chayv me'ilah at the end of the day. It's a karban ola. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer ain malin ba. No, there's no violation of me'ilah. Why? Because you changed its name completely. You did it in the wrong place. You changed its name. You thought l'shem chatas. You did it like a chatas. And since a chatas, we know, if you do properly, there's no me'ilah. If you did an ola sa'of like a chatas, there's no violation of me'ilah either. So I'm Rabbi Eliezer. So now I'm going to have a back and forth between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Said Rabbi Eliezer, ma'im chatas in Moalin ba l'shma, kisheshina eshema Moalin ba. Ola she Moalin ba l'shma, kisheshina eshema eino din she imaluva. So he gives a kavachomer. So let's take each of these statements slowly. The first is like this. When it comes to a chatas, where there is no mi'ila, if it's done l'shma, what does that mean? If you have a chatas over, the Kohen did it l'shma, so he did it properly. He did l'shem chatas. So now what do we say? Since the Kohanim are able to eat from it and nothing's placed on the Mizbeach, we say there's no mi'ila. That was the end of the previous Mishnah. And yet what happens if, let's say, the Kohen had the wrong carbon in mind? Let's say he was shown a shmashina, shmai, changed its name, and had in mind when he did the malika, he had in mind, this is not l'shem chatas, this is l'shem ola. So what happens now? This becomes puzzle. And now the Kohanim cannot eat from it because it's a chatos shalol l'shma is not kosher, is pasul. So now the Kohanim cannot eat from it. So what happens? So there's a violation of me'ila at this point, since the Kohanim can't eat from a chatos. That a chatos ha'of that was done a shalol l'shma, and there's me'ila. So ola shem moalin ba l'shma, a karban ola, that if you did l'shma properly, And it's there's me'ilah. If you did a chatas properly, there's no me'ilah, guys, because nothing's placed on the mizbeach, and the kohen gets to eat it. An ola, even if you do it lishma, there's me'ilah. Why? Because that's the very definition of an ola. It's completely ola. The whole thing is burnt, and since it's hekdesh, and the whole mizbeach consumes the whole thing, it's kadosh, and therefore there's a violation of me'ilah. So kisheshina eshma. So if you change the name ola, and you have in mind a chatas, and you did it like the masa chatas, and the sprinkling like chatas, etc. Eino din shei maluba. Is there not a kavachomer that there should be a violation of me'ilah? So let's explain. What's Rabbi Eliezer's logic? He says to Rabbi Yisrael like this. Of course there should be me'ilah in our case, where you did an olas ovel shem chatas. Why? Because we talk about kal and chomer. Which is kal? The chatas is kal. Why is the chatas kal? Because if the chatas, you did it properly, completely lishma, and everything properly, there's no me'ilah. Yet, when you change its name, you did it wrong, there is me'ilah. So ola, even when you do it properly, there's me'ilah. So kal vachomer, if you changed its name to the wrong carbon, is going to be me'ilah. That is Rabbi Eliezer's kal vachomer. I'm Rabbi Yeshua said, your logic is flawed. No, not true. It's not a kal vachomer. Im amrit b'chata shishrino es shemo l'shem ola. When it comes to a chatas, if you change the name, you did it shelo l'shma, and you had a shem ola in mind, those, you know why there's me'ilah there? Shekein shina shma. Because you changed the name of what should have been a chatas of to what ledavar sheish b'me'ilah. You change it to a carbonola. So you know why there's me'ilah there when you change its name? Because you change it to a name of a carbon, ola, i.e. an ola, which we know there's me'ilah all the time because the whole thing is burnt. You're going to say the same thing though, tomar ba'ola shashini ha'shemal shem chatas. Should the same logic apply though, where you have an ola, and now you changed its name, which is its topic of our Mishnah. You changed its name, you had in mind l'shem chatas, what, they should be me'ilah? Well, that's not a kavachomer. Because now when you changed its name to something that what Chicken Shina Shma, you changed the shame Ola Sa'of to shame Shachata Sa'of, Ludava Shainbo Me'ilah. And Chata Sa'of has no Me'ilah because it's Namper, the whole thing is eaten by the Kohanim. So Omer Rabbi Eliezer, hold on 1 second. Vahare kotche kotchim sheshchatan bidarom. Meaning I'll tell you that your logic is flawed. Why? Kotche kotchim. Let's talk about kachay kachim, which we know, the chatas, ola, the regular animals, that you're supposed to do, you're supposed to shech them. We're in the tzafon. Not anywhere in the Azara, shlomim kudinim Azara, but these kachay kachim only in the north. And what do you do? Sheshchatam bidorom. You shechted them in the south of the Azara. And we learn that that's improper. We learn that at the beginning of Ezum Mekoman. And ushchatan l'shem kachim kalim. But it's kachin, let's say, it's ola, let's say, and you shechted it in the wrong place. And you also had in mind l'shem shlomin. It was you had the wrong carbon in mind as well. So yochichu, that will prove my words are correct. How so? Shekin shina shemo shemon l'davar shein bo me'ila. In that case, what do you do? You changed its name. There was a kachay kachim, ola, chatas, asham, whatever. And you changed its name to something that doesn't have me'ila. Because kachim kalim, the only me'ila there is by kachim kalim, let's say shlamin, is the emurim that placed on the zbeach after you do the zrikas adam. But the flesh, which is eaten by the owner of the animal, there is no me'ila when it comes to kachim kalim, the basar. So here you have a person who was bringing kachay kachim, but he shechted them in the wrong place as if they were kachim kalim, and he had in mind kachim kalim. So what's the halacha there? Umalin b'him. The halacha is there's a violation of me'ilah. In this case, why is that so? Because a person who gets hana is going to be chayv me'ilah. Because in the end of the day, the kachay kachim, you did wrong. You shechted them in the south. You had kachim kalim in mind. They became pasul because you did them in the wrong place. So you're not going to say, oh, because you sprinkle the blood, so then it's no longer, there's no chi of me'ilah anymore because it's kachim kalim. That's not true. So if when it comes to kachay kachim, you had a mind of kachim kalim, that doesn't take away the me'ilah. At the end of the day, they're kachay kachim. So the same thing here. So too, you, Rabbi Yeshua, says Rabbi Eliezer, don't wonder, don't be astonished when it comes to the Korban Olas Ha'Of that you had in mind, L'Shem Chatos, Shafa Pishishina Eshema, L'Divar Davar Shein Bo Me'ilah, even though you had in mind the Chatos, the Olas Ha'Of, you had in mind the Chatos Ha'Of, and you changed its name to Chatos Ha'Of, you're thinking Chatos, which doesn't have Me'ilah, Shema Luba, is it not, right? It's not Chiddush that you should be violating Me'ilah, because at the end of the day, we pay attention to what? The emphasis is on what the carbon is. That by kachay kachim, you had in mind kachim kalim, you shechted them like kachim kalim. What's halacha? No me'ilah like kachim kalim? No, there is me'ilah like kachay kachim. So here too, by olas ha'of, oh, you had in mind chatas ha'of. Oh, chatas ha'of, there's no me'ilah. So I guess there's no chatas ha'of here. No, what carbon do you have in your hand? It's an olas ha'of. So there is me'ilah. Doesn't matter that you had in mind a carbon that doesn't have me'ilah. The end of the carbon you have here is a carbon that has me'ilah. So, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, lo, that's not a good proof at all. Imamrit bekatche kachim sheshchatan badarom ushchatan l'shem kachim kalim shekein shina eshman bedavar sheyesh bo iser veheter. You see, the case you're trying to prove from is not a good proof at all. By kachay kachim, chatas ola, the usham, regular animals, that you shechted them in the south, and you shechted them for kachim kalim, like you had a shlomim in mind. You know why over there is me'ilah? Because you changed its name to something that has both iser and heter. What does that mean? So we actually mentioned this already. Kachim kalim, don't tell me there's no me'ilah at all. There's no me'ilah by the flesh, by the basar that's eaten by the owner, by shlamim, let's say. The owner eats it. But the emurim, there's still emurim that are placed on the mizbeach. So those, there is me'ilah there. If you get hanah from those fats that are supposed to be placed on the mizbeach, there's still a name of hekdesh there. Tomar ba'ola, the Mishnah concludes, says Rabbi Yeshua. You're going to say the same thing by the Olas Ha'Of, Sheshina Eshma, when you changed its name, B'davar Shekulo Heter, to something that's completely Heter? What happened in our case? You had an Olas Ha'Of, and you did it completely like the Chatas Ha'Of. By a Chatas Ha'Of, there's no Me'ilah at all. There, because the whole korban is eaten by the kohen. There's nothing placed on the mizbeach. So don't bring a proof by kachay kachim that you had in mind kachim kalim. So I understand why there's me'ilah there, because there's still me'ilah by the kachim kalim, by maybe not by the basar, but by the fats going on the mizbeach. But in our case, the olas of you had in mind the chatas of has no me'ilah at all. There's no part of that bird that is me'ilah anymore once you do the zrikas adam. And therefore, I says Rabbi Yehoshua, I am going to, therefore, I have a support for my position that, in fact, in such a case, there is, our case should be different than that case, and there should be no me'ilah in our case where you had an olas ha'of in mind with doing everything like the chatas ha'of. Okay, Perek Zayin Mishnah, hey? Malak basmol. Here you have a case where the malika was done with the left hand of the kohen. Now he's supposed to do it with his right hand. He did it with his left hand. Obalaila, or he did the malika at night, which is also not kosher, because the pasuk says Vayikra Zayin Biyom Savo So Es Bnei Yisrael Akrivus Karbanehem. You we makriv karbanos during the day and not at night. Or Shachar Chulin Bifnim. He shechted a chulin, which is a non-designated animal for kachim at all. It's just a regular animal. And he shechted it inside the azara. So this is an oaf, which speaking about a bird that won a torim or show b'nei yonah, either the turtle doves or the pigeons. He shechted, and it was chulin, it was not a carbon at all. He shechted in the azara. And the halach is that it's asur to eat. V'kachim b'chutz, or the other way, you had a carbon, but you shechted the carbon oaf, kachim, outside the azara. So that makes it possible. Says the Mishnah here, all these birds, einon mitamin bebeis hablia. They are not going to mitame a person when he has that food in his throat. So what does that mean? Now, we mentioned a few shiurim ago that when it comes to a bird, that's if you do malika, so malika, normally, if you did on a regular animal, you did malika, that's not a proper shiurim, on a chicken. Yeah, regular chicken, you want to eat a chicken for Shabbos. So what do? I'm going to do malika on the chicken. It's an avela. You're not allowed to eat that because you didn't shecht it properly. So that's no different than the animal just dying, just dropping dead. That's an avela. But when it comes to karbanos, malika, removes the Isra Nevelu. Now, the Isra Nevelu, when it comes to a kosher bird, we said, is not typical where you touch it or you carry it, but rather it's metame bebeis habliya. That means that a person who's eating a nevelas of tahor, a bird that's kosher, that's a nevela, you become tame and your clothing becomes tame when it is in your throat. That does not apply to a bird that had malika done, assuming the carbon is going to be kosher. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that even though the malika was pasul, you did the malika with the left hand or at night, or it was an animal that was chulin and it was shechted inside, or kachin that was outside, they are not mitame beis habliya. They are not considered nevelos. Now you would say it should be a nevela because the malika is not kosher. The malika was done with the left hand. It was done at night. So the answer is no. The halacha is, we'll learn later on, that these malikas are metaher, these animals, these birds from nevela. They don't have the status of nevela. In fact, if you place these at the birds on the mizbeach, let's say you have an ola, and you did the malika with the left hand. You leave the malika at night. You place it on the mizbeach. The halacha is that you keep it on the mizbeach. You don't have to take it off the mizbeach. And the same thing is true when it comes to shechting the chulin, the non-hekdesh animal inside, which you're not allowed to do, or kachim, you shechted them outside. Even though you're not allowed to eat these birds, the shechita, and this is shechita, not malika, the shechita is metar midei nevela, because the end of the day you did a shechita, even though it's not a kosher carbon, or the chulin you should not have done inside, and the end of the shechita is okay. So you're not going to eat it, but nonetheless, it's not considered nevela. So that's the premise of the Mishnah, that there are times where you could do the malika and it's disqualified. Or you can have a korban or an animal that's possible you're not allowed to eat, but if it had a proper shechita, it's not considered a nevela. And therefore, it's not going to be metame the person when he has the animal, eating the animal in his throat. But, says the Mishnah, malak besakin. Let's say he did malika not with the fingernail, but he did it with a knife. So this is nothing. This is not malika, and it's not shechita. It's not like the malika was done at the wrong time. The malika was done with the wrong hand. This is not a malika at all, and it's not a shechita either. Or malak chulin bifnim. Or let's say you have a chulin animal, which is not a kodeshim animal, and you didn't do shechita on it. It's a chulin animal which you did malika on. There's no malika when it comes to a chulin animal. Or even though you did it inside the Beis HaMikdash, it was not designated as a karban. So to do malika on it makes it nevela. Or v'kachim b'chutz. Or let's say you did malika on a karban, we did it outside. So malika only applies to kachim animals inside. Or let's say you did the following. You did malika on torin shalo higiyaz manon. On the torin, Torah, the turtle doves, the b'nei yonah are the pigeons. So torin shalo higiyaz manon, where they haven't matured yet to be old enough for a carbon. Now the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Chav Beis and Beis discusses this issue that torin, the turtle doves, and b'nei yonah, which are the pigeons, become a kosher for a carbon at different stages in their development. When a bird it begins to develop, so the feathers around the neck start to get yellow. A turtle dove, which is a torim, at this stage is not mature enough. And a pigeon that has reached this age where it's the feathers around the neck are getting to yellow, it's too old. So it's important to know. That's where the Mishnah is pointing out over here. Torin shelo higiyaz manon, you have turtle doves that haven't reached their ages. You did malika, but they're not kosher for a korban yet. Or b'nei yonah she'avras manon, or the b'nei yonah, they're already too old, as we explain. So in such a case, these are examples where it will be considered a nevela and it will be metame bebeis habliya. So once again, this is not where, oh, well, the malika was done properly, but there's an external factor that makes this animal disqualified. The shechita was done properly, but something, an external factor makes it disqualified. No, this is completely absolute nevela. You're doing malika on a chulin animal. That doesn't help that it was inside the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't belong there. Kachim bach. You did malika outside, or you have turtle doves that are not even of the age, saying you did malika on them, so that's not designated, they can't be used as a carbon anyway. Or sheyavesh gapa, or let's say its wing has become dried out, which means let's say it's atrophied, the muscles have atrophied, or it's blinded in an eye, or its leg has been amputated. So you did a malika on one of these birds. So these are Tamumin, that pasul, a bird. They're not tamim. When it comes to an animal, we have a halacha that it has to be tamim. But that applies only to a behemoth. So what's the issue with an oaf missing a leg or whatever it may be? So the answer is that a mechusar aver, missing a limb, is puzzle even for an oaf. So therefore, when it comes to that it was blinded, it really means that it's missing an eye. And when it comes to nikta ragla, obviously it's missing a leg. And even when the wing is atrophied, so that's considered like it's mechusar aver, it's not usable at all. So in all of these cases, the bird is mitame bebeis ablia, like a nevelas oaf tov. Because this malika is not a malika. Even these animals, let's say you would have put the animal, let's say it's an ola, on the mizbech, you'd have to take it down because it cannot burn because it's not a kosher animal at all, bird carbon at all. Zahakal, here's the general rule the Mishnah says. Kosher yapsula bakodesh. If there was an oaf that was kosher for a carbon, you did a malika with the fingernail that you're supposed to, but there was an external factor that became disqualified in the azara. You did a malika with the left hand or at night. Then it's not mitame as the nevela, because the malika is able to remove the name nevela. But loya psula bakodesh. But let's say the oaf became pasul before it came into the azar. It's missing a limo before it walked in. So or the malika was completely pasul. So you use the knife, let's say. Then mitame beis hablia. Now when we have a zaha klal in a mishnah, this is the general rule. We assume that comes to include something. So in fact, there are two things that comes to include, both in the racial list, where we say it is not metame beis hablia, and the sefer list, where it is metame beis hablia. What is that? So the Gemara says that the zeha klal comes to include in the ratio if you shecht karbonos bifnim. So what example, what extra example do we have that's not considered nevela, that's not metame beis hablia? That is a case where you shechted an oaf kachim, it was designated as the carbon, in the azara, but you did shechita, you didn't do malika. So here, even though the halacha is you're supposed to do malika, not shechita, that shechita takes it out of nevela, even though it was a kachim. And it was in the Azara. Nonetheless, the Shechita will remove it from Yedei Nevela. And in the Sefer, where we say it's possible, comes to include if you did a Malika of a Chulin animal Bachutz. Now, Chulin belongs outside. But since Malika doesn't apply to Chulin, if you did a Malika on a Chulin, no matter where it is, inside or even outside, that Malika does not remove the name Nevela from it, and it's Metame Beis HaBaliyah. The Mishnah concludes, V'chol HaPsulin Shemalku, Malika San Psula, Ve'ena Metamos Beis HaBaliyah. So the Mishnah says there's another list of another example of where the malika is going to remove the name nevela, and that's where people who are pasul do the malika. A malika can only be done by a kohen who's kosher. But here, let's say someone who's pasul, a zar, a non kohen, an onain, for before the close relative passed away, even if he's a kohen, he's not permitted to do the avoda. A tevul yom, someone who's tamei and went to mikvah didn't wait till it got dark yet. So malika son psula. Their malika is not kosher, yet ve'enon mitamos bebeis hablia. Because at the end of the day, they became, the soul of the animal became pasul in the azara itself. The malika will help that they're not considered nevela, and if these karbanos were placed on the mizbeach, you would not have to remove them.